I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sometimes God takes us down a path we don't expect. As we begin the new year, we wanted to share this story with you. Jeff Mallory worked as a chiropractor, having no desire to get involved with international missions. But after a bombing in Kenya, he volunteered to travel there as part of a medical team through his church. And as time went on, he met Iranian and Nigerian believers who suffered for their faith in Jesus. And today, he works with Asian Access. His words, be open and say yes to God. And in the early days of communist rule in Russia, the government exiled many Christians to the Omsk Oblast in western Siberia. Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says about 500 believers were martyred, but that didn't stop the growth of God's kingdom. In fact, the area became the home of many faithful churches, and recently SGA began supporting pastor development and community outreach, so prayed these churches would grow and that they would be known by their love for all people. Mission Network News, service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.